me. Yeah. Well, listen, take it off the bellum. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. If you want a duty rhyme, then come see me. I got the Sasquatch fit with the unique profit. I keep it on and on. It's never quitting time in. Strictly handheld is the style I go. Never rock the mic with the pantyhose. I step on my ear goggles and I'm ready to go. Cause at the boards, it's the fan and call it Mario.
Benvenuti in Da David Lee Roth, Zen e l'arte della risata. Welcome to David Lee Roth, Zen and the art of laughing last.
One from Ohio. You should ask Tom Gisano who his test audience is. He's way out of touch with reality. The only complaint about Animal?
Yeah.
Not enough of him. I've told you, this is Animal's house. We only live here, man. They don't understand you. I don't think they've ever seen the Dre and Eminem video.
Oh, what? No, man. You know, did my mic go out? Oh, there we go. Oh,
no, okay, you know what? This is important. I never knew why Animal doesn't stand up every time, because everybody else in the room stands up throughout the whole show. We do the whole 4 hours standing on our feet, including Hutch, our engineer, B. Young, Sasha. I realize now it's because the microphone never reaches. I'm not kidding.
I got getting a neck strain, but it's all right. I'm managing. You know, hey,
well,
let's do it.
We got a tiny little white kind of program director size microphone stand here. This is called a pencil stand. This is a little white pimple stand. And we're going to have to get one that's going to reach all the way up to you. Well, how tall are you now?
6'5".
Being in New York hasn't shortened you at all?
Oh, man, looking up at them tall buildings, it did a big thing on me, man. I have to look up, man. Give me good neck exercise.
Okay, now our program director didn't understand the humor in that.
Oh, really? He just don't know where to look, man. You know, I'm a sprinkle, but, you know, if you know where to look, you see Animal got a big audience track game in the rap game. Anything Bone did, I was with that, man. You know, so I got great history.
You're one of the
stories,
best. You're one of the best sprinkles in the business.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
Okay, Dave, coming from Walpole, Massachusetts. Dave, I love your show. You are enthusiastic, passionate, unexpected. I don't know. Are you listening, Sasha?
Very much so.
Okay. I love your show. You're enthusiastic, passionate, unexpected. I don't know where your producers get their statistics, but they are way off. No one ever asked my opinion. Everyone I know in Boston is listening to you. Even people that bought Sirius Radio. Anytime I ask someone if they're listening to you, it sparks up a spirited conversation about how cool you be and how cool your show is. All your co-hosts are perfect. I'm a 36-year-old white woman, and I am hooked. And she also loves Lynyrd Skynyrd. Don't forget, coming up in about a half an hour from now, Ted Nugent, one of our favorite, one of the ultimate outdoor conservationists, one of our more controversial guests as well. I wonder what Ted's going to weigh in as far as ethnic music. Come on, you know, all rock and roll is like this designer popcorn that you get in Beverly Hills. It's white, but the seeds are black. Just like the music, huh? Right?
Yes, right.
You follow exactly what I'm talking about here.
Of course.
This all works into it. Are we playing a lot of mambo and salsa? No. But it's inflected everywhere. Did you hear that mashup that we did there and, you know, with Running with the Devil? Okay. That was done by Alberto out there. Alberto is our phone guy extraordinaire. That's an art form in itself. When you call us up, ask for Alberto. According to our program director, though, he doesn't fit our demographic. Alberto, come on in here.
Oye, hermano. Yeah, Albert. Okay.
What up?
Tenemos muchas oportunidades. Tú hablas español, ¿verdad?
¿Cómo no?
Okay, entonces, you can say it in English here. What was that mashup that you just put there that you had?
Run with the Devil, and it's a Beastie Boys, Sure Shot.
Okay, and what year did Sure Shot come out? Because there's a lot of folks who aren't familiar with the music, but when you mix that stuff up, it's like chocolate and strawberries. Doesn't sound right until you taste it. How long did it take you to put that together?
About 2 days.
Okay, and do you think that kind of music fits a 35-year-old white dude wandering around in his Mazda even as we speak now?
It should.
Should's good enough for me. Thank you. Coming in from Boston. Boston weighs in large. I told you, Boston is one of the toughest rooms to play. New York is a little bit eccentric, all right? And Philly and Pittsburgh, hardworking. Dallas, Texas, that's cowboy. That's how, that sums up the whole thing. And West Palm Beach is on vacation. At least that's where I'd go on vacation, okay? Boston, you've got to make sense. It's what's called a tough room to play, okay? Seriously, comes from Boston. Dave is a 45-year-old Leonard Skinner listener. I welcomed the change from Howard. I hated Robin. Nah, no slams there. Don't let them do that to you. Aren't these the same people who put Howard where he is? Why listen to him? Do what you do and welcome the outcome. Zen, it's better to be hated for who you are than beloved for who you are not. Comes from Van Zandt. I believe that. Hey. Take a call from Boston here. I like the Popeye version of Zen, which is, I am what I am what I am.
Hey, is that you?
I have no idea if I could do any other style here. Hey, my friend, what's your name?
It's Georgie D from Boston, Dave, the singer for Red Ball Jet. We met before. I just want to say props up to you. You're doing a great job. And let Tom Chiasano worry about his golf game instead of worrying about your show.
Hey, thank you so much for the call.
And,
go ahead.
Just keep up the good work. And when are you going to get the fabulous Picasso brothers on the air?
Well, first we got to get some room for them. And we actually did locate a studio. He's referring to a couple of characters. I played the part of my own manager back in one of the videos, Going Crazy, Buck Picasso, who weighed as much as Animal does, but was about fully 23 inches shorter. And I put on the prosthetic makeup, like in, what is it, the thing that Eddie Murphy did, you know? The Mumps.
What was that movie that Eddie Murphy did when he played in the fat suit?
The Nutty Professor.
The Nutty Professor.
I wore the same kind of makeup. I made myself into a fat obscene, well, like a program director. And
yeah.
And I went and I sat next to my father, who's a prison doctor. His eyes are like built. He's got the peripheral vision of a carrier pigeon, okay? He missed nothing from the time he graduated as a doctor to the day we buried him. He missed nothing. Sat down next to him pretending to be my own manager, Buck Picasso, and he did not realize it for almost a half an hour. Thanks for calling, my friend. 866-313-3733. The idea was that we were going to get a studio, much like Henry Rollins is performing in for the Henry Rollins Show coming up on IFC. And somebody just actually handed me the dates when he's getting there. Guys, bring that back in, if you would, because I want to announce when he's actually coming on the air. Here it is. This is Henry Rollins. It starts at April 1st. Got to watch for that, because he's in a local studio. I believe it's local here in New York. And he's got all kinds of musical acts. And he starts off with his harangue. You know how Henry sings, that's how Henry talks. Henry was one of the most difficult interviews for me to get them to allow in this building. Their idea of the extraordinary interview was the 44-year-old ex-penthouse pet who is now a sex therapist doing 3 a.m. shifts out in Albuquerque somewhere, okay? And I said, I would sleep with her, but I'd rather interview Henry. I have priorities. Come on, man. Well, everybody is justifiably afraid of Henry because Henry is no BS. And even in his intro to his show, he says, hey, I told him. And it was like I was moving my mouth and the words were coming out on the screen. We're going to talk about the issues. We're going to talk about culture. We're going to talk about music, sex, drugs, rock and roll, race, and everything that causes people to knock each other out at the local bar and grill. We're going to start with religion, politics, and baseball. And we're not going to talk about runs and homers driven in. We're going to talk about people like Johnny Damon who have a serious, serious human interest element to their story here. And I felt like I was moving my mouth and the words were coming out right on the screen. I've got to imagine that just as we're having a good show here today, all of these things that I've been making fun of, they're true. Everything I've quoted is direct quote. And it's only a matter of days before they come circling around like a foul little puddle of sad mucus underneath my door. And they start to insinuate, they start to rub themselves, smear themselves on this show and every other show that's on this ticket. You're going to listen to the radio chick. She's got something to offer, and it's very different than this. You listen to JV and Elvis, something very different to offer than this. You're going to listen to Booker and his gang, something very different to offer. And watch what happens as they slowly become homogenized, because most of them are afraid of losing their jobs. And that's the only reason that we bend over for this. You've heard the term snafu, situation normal, all freaked up. Again, whatever. Here's Bohica, B-O-H-I-C-A. Bend over. Here it comes again. Get another phone call, brother. 866-313-3733. What we've been talking about is I had a major meeting with the attorneys and management and Tom Gisano, station manager, and a very famous name. He's involved with the Howard Stern scenario there, and my program director, Mark Chernoff. And it was very, very seriously directed that we get rid of all this background music, that we get rid of all of the ethnic-based music. Ethnic-based sounds like Filipino folk songs to me. No, they meant black. No, they meant hip-hop. They meant funk. They meant this kind of stuff that you hear in the background. This is actually a white band, man. This is, what is this, Chemical Brothers or Groove Armada or something? These are white boys from UK. It's still ethnic biased. They felt, and this is the reason you're hearing the name Leonard Skinner over and over again, that was his first idea, the program directors. Leonard Skinner would be acceptable for a 35-year-old white male today here. And that's why I brought up, Alberto in here. Although he is Hispanic, and they feel that that's an audience that does not count. Black audience does not count. And surprise of all surprises, Sasha, you don't count. Women do not count. That's a quote coming from my program director. If some women call in, if some women participate, oh, that's great. But if they don't, they don't count. They don't matter to the demographic. They don't matter to the ratings. And they don't matter to the personality or the identity of the show. And I'm telling you now, as we're having a good time with this, and we're sharing, and many of you are agreeing, it's just a matter of days before they just come sneaking around again with the legal, with the attorneys, and everything. And the threat is not subtle. The threat is, you're going to do this sooner or later, or you're going to lose this job. And that's why we're not talking about a whole lot of poignant issues today. That's why we're wasting our time and our energy with this retarded, racist, low-life, socially stupid, insipid, pre-senile loser mentality. How freaking dare you? You're going to tell David Lee Roth to play what? You insipid freaks. Screw you.
Check it out.
Well, it's not as good as Henry Rollins, but it's insistent.
Life is slow when the heat is on.
I'm sorry, I see it as racist. You're not going to tell me, standing next to Animal, coming from the neighborhoods that we do, working with people like Alberto, that we're not going to play the stuff that's virtually in all of our record collections, that every tennis shoe commercial is playing. Here's a little Leonard Skinner for you in suppository term, punk.
David Lee Roth, mornings. The new Free FM website at 941freefm.com with links to your